The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's Cinco de Mayo. Diba. And 5th of May, 7:05 in the morning. News, top of the hour, is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning there, Ben.
Good morning.
Benny and the Jets. Okay. It's meh. Tuesday, we're going to go for it, though, today. So, how you doing?
Doing good.
Good. Don't sound so excited. Please. Hold it down back there.
It's been a long couple days.
You work all the time, besides working here.
Well, yeah, because I've been working a lot extra because we need to hire somebody and...
They haven't done it yet. What's that person have to do?
Basically my job when I'm not there. we're not, like, busy enough to have...
Are you a bartender? Are you bartending, too?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. I've got my server's permit now.
Yeah?
Yeah. Took that class. Yeah. I can pour. I guess that means I can be a bartender.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've already been offered. I was already offered a job the other day. Odell's Barbecue, which, as everybody knows, is just a fantastic place, and they cater. I think they had, like, well, they were doing a catering during, I mean, it was a lot of people. I don't know. They can do up to 1,000, right? And it was during Cool April Nights. And I was chatting with Jason Odell, the owner. And I told him, yeah, I just got my, gone through the torture of getting a pourer's permit from the state. You have to go through a school. You know, you've done that.
Yep.
And he says, want to work tonight? And I went, really? He goes, yeah. You know. I don't have to mix drinks. It'd be like, you know. So my big thing was pouring mimosas and wine. But I've been through the school. I'm ready. And I was over there checking tables, make sure the women at the Chicks and Chaps were not getting too rowdy. Well, they were getting rowdy, but it wasn't because they were drinking. They were riding bulls, and they had the mechanical bull out there. And there were women riding that bull. Doing really? Pretty good, too. Yeah, but, you know, they weren't trying to buck them off, hurt anybody. But still, you know, I think spinning around, they were on it and whooping it up. So, anyway, so the problem is I charge too much because people were trying to leave us tips there at the Chicks and Chaps. And we don't take chips, you know, don't give us, you know, go over to the main bar where the girls are actually mixing drinks.
Yeah.
Give them the tip. I mean, we're pouring mimosas. That's not a hard one to mix. Oh, some of them come up. Oh, I have a little pineapple juice and a little orange juice. Okay. Just a splash.
Sounds about right.
Oh, more champagne. Okay. We were told how much champagne because we had both gone through the course. Okay. 5 ounces for wine. 6 ounce beer, 1.5 ounces for hard liquor, if I remember that right. I only took the test last week. Okay, weather. Today, cloudy through the mid-morning, then a gradual clearing, a calm wind. Tonight, mostly cloudy, then becoming clear, and tomorrow, sunny with a high near 85. So it's going from 73 today to 85 tomorrow. And on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, sunny with highs ranging from 86 on Friday to 95 on Sunday and 95 on Monday. So it's going to be sunny and hot. So it's going to dry up any of this water we had. It'll start drying up the ground. It's not real, you know, not a lot of wind or anything. So it's just going to warm up. And it's going to be beautiful. It's going to start getting hot, though. It's going to be beautiful and hot. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business started by Chuck and Judy Kenny about 30 years ago. Locally owned, locally operated, and it's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, provides outstanding service to their customers, and they're just good people, the Kenny family. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. You know, should we be worried about this? Dolly Parton announced the cancellation of a series of Las Vegas concerts, citing ongoing health concerns. This concerns me. Dolly Parton, you know, she's 80 years old. I remember as a younger person, much younger person, watching her in Nashville when she was with Porter Wagoner. It's hard to believe that she's 80 years old because, you know, I've seen, you know, interviews and everything with her, you know, in the last, I don't know, couple of months. And she still, I mean, she looks great, but it makes you start getting concerned when something like this. She has done such an incredible entertainer. But all the neat things she's done, like Dolly's Library and, you know, getting kids to school and, you know, Dolly Land and all of these things. What an, you know, incredible person. Anyway, she wasn't, she said the treatment for the unspecified illness was going well. She wasn't ready to be performing on stage. Well, let's hope that Dolly's going to be okay. You know, the when we have, you know, local things happen that are good, I like to talk about them more than local things that happen that maybe aren't so good. But, you know, I heard Sue talking about this today, and we have, you know, and I thought, well, we need to talk about this just a little bit, too. Two high school students from Reading have earned nominations for prestigious national acting honor. Josh Dotson and Yukesha McDaniel, both students at UPREP, were nominated for Jimmy Awards recognition for their performances in Frozen. They're going to compete at regional awards ceremony in San Francisco, where they'll perform in hopes of advancing to the National Jimmy Awards competition in New York City. Yeah, that's good news. I like hearing things like that. For a variety of reasons. It's one is we have, you know, these kids work so hard and we have, you know, they put on these musicals and usually they come through here, through the studios. And you may have been here for some of them where they're all in here singing. And then the little kids like from Frozen 2. And in the middle of that is Buford, and Buford disappears in a sea of children as he lays there getting petted by 12 different kids. At one time. I mean, the only thing you can see sometimes is the top of his head where he's being petted. And, but these kids, the kids have come through here and they are just wonderful young people, you know, ranging from the high schools down to, gosh, elementary school. So good luck, Josh and Yukesha. I hope you win, and I hope you win the big one back in New York City. Let's take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to share some time with the Asphalt Cowboys. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Reading Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
The Redding Rodeo is back. Bob can buy the river May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at RedingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries, Little Big Whiskey Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit RedingRodeo.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisader locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
At Redding Heating and Air, we don't just promise fast service. We put our money where our mouth is. How does $500 in cold, hard cash sound?
Whoa, 500 bucks? Kelvin, are we serious?
Dead serious, young fella. If we don't have your new system installed within 72 hours of booking, we'll pay you $500 cash. You know, back in my day...
72 hours? Kelvin, can you even move that fast?
Anyway... That's the old-fashioned way of doing things, Chili. We respect a neighbor's time. We show up when we say we will, and we hustle until the job is done right.
It pays to use Redding Heating and Air. Restrictions apply. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to schedule your 72-hour install today.
Don't wait. Let's get to work.
Redding Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Marie Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda is on assignment. And I'm cheating. I was going to do another 10, 12 minutes of snappy patter about different things that are happening. Redistricting, I may still talk about that. As you know, this whole thing with redistricting in the state started with Texas. California came in and managed to totally bend us over up here in the North State. Excuse my language. And so we got hit. Texas Democrats got hit. Well, then Virginia goes in and they the lobster district. The lobster district. It looks like a lobster. It's the little arms are reaching out and all this, right? Well, the Supreme Court put that one on hold saying you didn't follow your own rules, buddy. Well, and you think, okay, that's it. No, no, no. NEMA, no. Alabama is looking like they're going to change all of their reps, which is, I think it's 5-2. So they're looking at getting the rest of them. Florida is doing it. Ohio is doing it. Now the rest of the states, if you want to have this battle's going on where they're redistricting. So I have no idea how this one's going to end, but, if everything held the way it is, and they're still counting Virginia in that group, and I don't think that's going to happen. Virginia, it'll be maybe next year. Republicans will hold Congress if, now here's a big if all the Republicans are elected. And that is not in the bag because there's a bunch of battles going on. Two Republicans battling, the Senator Sassy is going up against the Navy SEAL, another Republican, and, was in SEAL Team 6 for years and is a farmer back in the state that Sassy's in. And that's a tough battle. And Sassy votes against, Trump. So, and Trump has, throwing his support behind the other guy. I'm just reading all this stuff this morning. So, anyway, as you know, starting, gosh, is it this week? Starting, it's already started, the Asphalt Cowboys Golf Tournament. I'm here with Barry Weisswasser, a longtime member of the Asphalt Cowboys. You've never gotten beyond the herding range, right? Have you been, like, top hand and all that?
Oh, yeah.
You have? Is he on?
2009.
2009?
Yeah.
My gosh.
I was top puncher.
Top puncher. Can you turn him up a little bit or you get closer to that?
I can get closer.
Okay, there we go. So, Barry, I've known Barry. How long have we known each other, buddy?
Oh, my God, way too long.
Well, you know, I moved here in 07, so we met probably. Yeah. And I have, you know, tell people what the Asphalt Cowboys is.
The Asphalt Cowboys is a community service organization. We were formed in 1953, and we're started out mainly to support the rodeo and promote it, and that's what we still do. We do all our activities promoting the rodeo. And, I mean, from our golf tournament, our street dance, I mean.
That's not true, not all of your activities. I mean, you're out there. Well, I will tell you this, that you all were out supporting Chicks and Chaps, and you cooked the dinner for Chicks and Chaps.
Yep, absolutely.
Let me tell you how good that tri-tip was.
Go ahead, tell me.
The tri-tip was really good. Chicken, a little iffy, but I don't eat. You know what? I like chicken, but I don't like chicken at barbecues. Sometimes you get, and your chicken, by the way, and I have had Cowboys chicken before, and it is good. But I kind of shy away. You know, if there's tri-tip and chicken, I'm always going for
sure,
the tri-tip.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, being a cowboy, beef is king.
That's true. Beef is king.
And, you know, but the chicken's still good.
Chicken is still good.
When I first joined the Cowboys, I was put on the barbecuing crew.
Yeah.
In 1999.
Wow.
And
have you worked your way up?
No, not
you're
really.
Still on the
No, I until about 3 years ago, I was still grilling the dry dip. And I love doing it. I love grilling anyway. But they needed somebody on chicken. So I've been a chicken man for the past 3 years.
Is this like in Breaking Bad? You're the chicken man there?
Yeah, kind of.
Except you're just pushing chicken.
Yeah, absolutely we're pushing chicken. Are you kidding?
Okay, now the Asphalt Cowboys, when did it form?
1953.
Okay, 53. The rodeo officially, 48. Even right. though it was down in Anderson, and it was called something else. I've got the press releases on it. I was doing research for the history, and I was writing it all up. And, oh, yeah, it went back there, and it was started, you know, down in Anderson, and then it moved to its present location in 1948. Photos showing the chutes, the same chutes area.
Holy darn.
And in the background, nothing. Absolutely nothing out there. Yeah, it's you know, it's really. And then you all stepped up. Were you a member of the association then, or was it a separate group, or do you know?
We started out as the sheriff's posse.
Right, right.
And then Balma, Sheriff John Balma.
Who started the rodeo.
The rodeo. He split the posse out and formed the Asphalt Cowboys.
Okay.
But... since then, of course, promoting rodeo is one of our prime objectives. But we also, you know, when we do our different events, and it benefits the Sheriff's Department, the Rodeo Association, the Reading Police. We have a scholarship, which I formed in 2009 as Top Puncher.
We'll get to that in a second. So okay. You started the scholarship in 2009.
Yeah. And so, you know, it started out when I first, the corral, as the board is called, accepted my idea of the scholarship.
Yeah.
It started out as law enforcement scholarship. Young people that wanted to go into law enforcement. Mm-hmm. That was the main objective then. All of the law enforcement agencies started paying the fee for the academy for all the different agencies. So, you know, our giving a student money for the academy, which was first the first idea.
Was the idea. So you, instead of them having to pay their way through post, you all would pay it for them.
Yes.
Okay.
But since the agencies were paying for the academy themselves, we spread it out. It's now for people in wanting to go into first responders, whether it's fire, whether it's EMT types, law enforcement, whatever. I mean, it's the whole anything in that area the scholarship is for.
Okay.
And to get to the scholarship, go online to our website, asphaltcowboys.org, and the application is right there.
And there may be a lot of people out there don't know that you offer the scholarship.
Well,
the Rodeo Association offers a scholarship. There's so many places around in Reading that offer scholarships that it's like there's so many scholarship money, so much scholarship money available in the United States that it's never even touched.
Sure.
Yeah. And, you know, when Safari Club International was still going, they had a scholarship every year. You know, it's $1,000, but it's still $1,000 to help, you know, help maybe pay for your books for the year.
Absolutely.
That kind of thing.
Well, so, I don't know if it would pay for all the books.
Maybe not all the books. So, okay, so they apply, and it goes through your board, and somebody gets it.
Yeah, so, you know, we have the scholarship going on. We've purchased K-9 units for the Sheriff's Department over the years. We purchased a trailer so they could take their, I think it's a Bobcat or backhoe or something like that, to eradicate illegal marijuana plantations, stuff like that. So, I mean, we've given search and rescue shirts, I think we paid for new shirts for some of the search and rescue.
All the volunteers out there.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
They've got mounted. They've got 4x4s. They've got
divers.
Divers.
You know,
different
Jeeps. Aspects.
Yeah, they, right. A number of different groups, and they practice all the time. And, you know, but when there's something happens, there they are. They're out there.
Absolutely.
And it is voluntary. Okay.
Yep.
All right. We need to take a quick break here. Hey, you know what? Been injured at work and you're not getting the treatment that you rate that you're supposed to have. and maybe you need some help. That help is named Patrick Gorman. If you give him a call at 530-262-2168, it's a free consultation, and you talk to Patrick, and you can tell him what's going on. And if it, you know, if, and he can help you. He knows what he's doing. He knows the workers' compensation law. He's a veteran. He's former law enforcement. Got his law degree, worked for an insurance company for a year or two, and just didn't like what he saw. So he came back to Palo Cedro and opened up his own workers' compensation office, and it's the largest north of Sacramento. Work injuries can be life-changing. You're going to need help, and Patrick Gorman is the guy to do it. I know Patrick. He's a scrapper, and he's an honorable man. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. He's going to give you the straight scoop. Or go to GormanComplaw.com. We're going to take a break, and I'll be right back. And I've got Barry Weisswasser, from the Asphalt Cowboys.
The sudden death of our Congressman Doug LaMalfa shocked us all and left a huge void of conservative leadership in the North State. With the support of the LaMalfa family, local Republicans, and President Trump, Assemblyman James Gallagher has stepped up to help fill that void. And Republican leader, no one is more prepared, more proven, and more able to do the job. Here's James Gallagher.
California has become the epicenter of fraud and waste in government. Over $125 billion have been lost to Medicare and unemployment fraud. $100 billion for a train to nowhere. And billions more spent on homeless programs that just don't work. Every dollar lost comes straight out of our pockets, making California the highest tax state in the nation. I'm James Gallagher. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this message because you deserve better from the government you pay for.
Paid for by Gallagher for Congress.
Everybody calls the state line.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
The Redding Rodeo is back. Bob can find the river May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at RedingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Middleton Whiskey Block Beverage, S&L Group, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit RedingRodeo.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
A black tornado across the western sky, rope an old blue northern and milk and
Cowboys, Cowboys hat. Chris LeDoux. That's that song. If you knew anything about country western.
Not that much. Rock and roll, baby.
Hey, my friends, next week, the Redding Rodeo is rolling into town. That's right. Friday and Saturday is sold out. And Thursday, maybe. Nobody's updated me on that, but it was close. And Wednesday night is going fast. Wednesday is Native American Appreciation Night. There's going to be Native American dancers with all the regalia on out there dancing in the arena. It's going to be a great night. You can get your tickets at ReddingRodeo.com. Don't go anywhere else. They're going to charge you three times the amount, and it's for the same ticket. Excuse me. And bull riding, barrel racing, breakaway roping, and, of course, mutton busting. And I'm with Barry Weisswasser. Remember, ReddingRodeo.com. I'm a Barry Weisswasser, who is from the Asphalt Cowboys, and they've got a whole week of things going on here. And like you said, the idea is to publicize the Redding Rodeo. And we have a great working relationship with the Cowboys. The Redding Rodeo Association does. Our clubhouses are right next to each other. It's gotten better. Now, you had your Top Hand dinner.
We had our Top Hand dinner last Saturday night at the Elks Lodge.
Yep.
It was a great turnout.
That wasn't invitation only, was it?
No.
We would have been there, except Linda was singing at Dr. Kahn's medical conference that night. We'd gone Chicks and Chaps that morning, literally left at 2 o'clock, ran home so she could change, grab all of her equipment. She had run her own sound system.
Sure.
Ran out to the guy, put all that stuff up, and she was singing outside for 2.5 hours. And they put, they put umbrellas out. And the guy is staff, by the way, is exceptional. That's all I can say. A nice group of people.
Good.
But we missed the Top Hand dinner. We'd like to have gone to that. So,
you were certainly missed.
Oh, no.
But I'm not, I won't go on.
Then you had your golf tournament yesterday.
You know what? Yesterday.
In the rain?
It threatened rain all day.
Yeah.
Not a drop. Until we had cleaned up at the golf course.
Yeah, because it started last night. Yeah.
Headed back to the clubhouse to do all our cleaning and maintenance.
Yeah.
And that's when it started raining.
It hit.
And And so we were, so thankful that it held off. All the golfers were happy.
Yeah.
Some of the guys comment, this is the best golf tournament I've ever been to.
Well, now, do y'all fill that? Y'all fill that thing up. I mean, it's sold out. It's sold out early.
Yes. Yeah. It's sold out usually months before the event. And then, so we got that done. And now coming up this Friday is our street dance.
Okay.
It's now being held at the Whistle Stop stage area.
This is, you may see me there.
I hope so.
Well, I'm gonna bring my in-laws, 95 and 93.
Is that
and
right?
And they're gonna be out there line dancing. They can do that stuff.
I'll be darned. That's
I know. It's
awesome.
Scary. Yeah. It's scary to think that they've got more energy than you and I do.
After the golf tournament, everybody's got more energy than me.
Okay.
But the street dance is, we're bringing in Joe Peters Band. He's out of Sacramento. He's been to Nashville and all
those places.
All the good stuff.
Now, this is open to everybody, right?
Absolutely, and it's free.
And it's free. Okay, that's the thing is, it's free.
We'll have food trucks there. Just like last year, there were people came out of the woodwork. I'm telling you.
You've got the public market there. You've got all of these other places. There's parking right there at, you know what? What about parking? What about parking? You've got a big parking structure that's like a buck an hour, or you've got other places that you, okay, you walk a half a block more.
Right.
And it's free. And if you're there to dance, you should be able to walk that extra half, that other block.
Yeah, well, it might have to carry you back to your car, but no, Jenny Z is going to come in and, she'll DJ until I think, the band will start around 8 o'clock.
Okay. I saw photos. You had it last year there, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I saw photos, man. That place was full.
Yes, absolutely.
You know what? They need to make a video of that.
And use it for,
you know, come to Reading. The tourist guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
My cousin, who still lives in Detroit, that's where I grew up. That's why I'm such a great cowboy. But he came out with his girlfriend, and he couldn't believe our operation at that street dance last year.
Yeah.
And but it just turned out great. It's so much better. You know, and I hate to admit it, we used to have the street dance at our clubhouse. And we'd have 300 or 400 people.
Yeah.
There were thousands that went through last year.
Well, I believe it. I saw the photos. What we need to do is something like that at least once a month down here on Market Street.
Well, they're having a lot more activities.
They are.
In the past.
Okay, so street dance, and then we've got on the same day you are doing the quick draw contest.
Yes, yes. And we have the quick draw contest. That'll be pretty much early. You know, I don't know. Let's see. Does it say what time we're going to start?
You're going to start at 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock.
And it'll be the Cowboys shooting to start with. Until we determine a quick draw winner by elimination.
Okay. The shootout starts at 5, but the event starts at 4:30. I mean, it opens up at 4:30. It looks at sign ups at 4:30, and you start shooting at 5 down at Roaring Gulch. Okay.
Well, Roaring Gulch is now right behind the Whistle Stop stage. Is that where it's going to be?
Oh, in the grass there?
Yes,
in the grass. Okay, cool.
And I want everyone to know that I, in fact, the year before last, won the quick draw contest for the Cowboys.
Well, that's because you're using live ammo. Nobody else was.
I shot all the other competitors.
Sure. There you go. Okay, then the next night, this is something different for the Reading Rodeo. We used to have our steak feed and all that, but this one's going to be a little bit different. So it's going to be down at the Reading Rodeo Arena. It starts at 5 p.m. There's going to be line dancing.
But the most important part, mutton busting.
We had 150 kids sign up for mutton busting in 12 hours. 150 kids, and we had turned kids away. And so 150 kids are going to be put on sheep out there in an enclosed area. It's not going to be the whole arena. It could be interfere with the dancing. But they're in we put up a bunch of panels and in a corral there to hold them. And 150 kids are going to ride those sheep. And we pick out of that group 48 to compete during the rodeo itself. But all the kids that compete on that day get something. I think they get a little belt buckle.
So that's awesome.
By Crown Motors. So anyway, and then there's going to be dancing. There's going to be tri-tip sandwiches and all types of stuff there that evening to kick it off.
That's okay. Going to be great.
Then Monday.
Monday,
Special
our
Kids
most
Day.
Loved event.
It is.
We absolutely love it.
It's a very touching event. Oh, we love it, too. And then this thing started.
The Rodeo Association and the Cowboys.
Get together.
Search and Rescue.
Oh, they're out there.
Yeah.
Exodus Farms is bringing in a bunch of their horses and mules. And what this is special kids or kids with special needs. Are brought in by the school districts in buses. Parents and guardians and teachers are there, and we provide a horseback ride for them.
And it's very emotional to us, and I'm sure everyone else.
Sure.
You'll have a child that's afraid and will be crying and doesn't want to get on the horse, but you pick that child up and put him on the horse. And within just a couple of minutes, they don't want to get off.
No.
They absolutely love it. They rub the horse's mane and neck. And
we've had instances where kids don't talk, and they're talking to the horse all the way around.
Yep.
One of us leads it. Two others are on the sides, outriders there to make sure everything's fine. The horses all the animals are very well behaved. And it's just a wonderful event. Ice cream's out there. And so, you know, but it's not open to the public. I can just say it's
no, but we do have about 350 kids supposed to be coming in.
Ooh.
So that's going to be busy. And we serve ice cream and sodas and plenty of water.
Yeah.
Cause it's supposed to be
in their shade. Oh, it's going
to
be
starting to get warm.
Yeah. Next Monday, we're looking at 95 next Monday.
Yeah. So of course, it's in the morning.
It is in the morning. And last year, we couldn't do it because it rained. And it just, our rodeo arena, the surface, we just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take a break right now, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
The Redding Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at ReddingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-wrenching rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Middleton Whiskey Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReddingRodeo.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild and Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh. I'm here with Barry Wasswasser and from the Asphalt Cowboys. We're talking about the things that are happening here leading up to rodeo. And the last one we had, we talked about Special Kids Day. And then there's going to be a kitty pet parade at the Mount Shasta Mall.
Yep, that afternoon.
Yep.
We're
going to,
you know, we got words out to all the schools and other organizations that kids are involved in to bring your pets. We have had pets from miniature horses, donkeys,
goats,
sheep, chickens, turtles, snakes. And don't worry.
Did the turtle hold up the parade?
Actually, the turtle was in a wagon. I think it might have been a tortoise, actually.
A tortoise in a wagon. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And that's going to be at Mount Shasta Mall. It's going to start at 6 p.m. Everybody's in costume. And you get awards, first through third.
Yep.
And that's going to be also on May 11th, Monday.
Yep.
And then the big one.
I've heard there's going to be a bank holdup. And by God, the Cowboys are sworn to catch that couple of
those desperados.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I'm just going to say from personal experience, if you can't trust the person you're sleeping with, who can you trust?
Yeah.
That's one year it was Linda.
Yep.
Because it was a Tuesday. And I'm reading the clues every day. No idea. And Linda says it was, she says, I couldn't tell you. She says, I actually wrote it down, says, I'm the other one. You know, I'm not, what is it? The Lone Stranger.
The Lone Stranger and his sidekick.
And the sidekick. She says, I wrote it down, but I couldn't give it to you. And they made the announcement because they couldn't get, it was Baron and Linda, and
yeah,
they didn't get them till like 8 o'clock on Friday. And Cameron Middleton was there and he announced them and he said it was Baron Browning and Linda Bott. And I looked at him and I thought,
did you go into shock?
Well, I said, my wife's name's Linda Bott. And I turn around and they're waiting. They're both there smiling and laughing. Yeah, they got me.
Yeah.
On that one. So.
No, that's awesome. And, you know,
yeah,
they.
So who is it this year?
It's the Lone Stranger and the sidekick.
Yeah, but
that's who they are.
Okay.
That's,
now you get the guess. We're going to read out clues and the clues get a lot more obvious as you go along.
Well, yeah.
But some people, and you get to find the loot.
Yes. That's the other thing. So
yeah,
if you find it on the very day of the bank robbery, you'll get $500.
Which somebody did last year. I think.
Yeah. I think it was last year.
Yeah.
I'm not on that committee, but
I think they got it the first day.
I do write checks.
Yeah.
But anyway, as the week progresses, it drops up by $100 a day. So, a lot of people, they say they go out looking for that loot, you know, every year.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. Get out there.
And then when they make the, where are they going to rob? Have you made your mind up yet?
Not who it is, but where. If I told you, I'd have to kill myself.
Oh, okay. Because I didn't think that was a secret.
Yeah, it is.
So that's
otherwise,
a secret
we'd have
thousands
crowds
of people. Right.
Yeah.
Now,
we can't do that.
Then, but, and as has happened before, during the getaway, the Asphalt Cowboys is chasing them, shooting up the town.
Well, I'll tell you what, and I don't want people to be frightened when they hear gunfire on the morning of May 13th.
There you go.
So May
12th.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes.
You might want to question it on May 13th, but on May 12th,
yeah.
No.
Well, we used to shoot at the pancake breakfast also, but that has been shot down.
That has ceased.
As it's worked.
Okay. Then you've got everybody's putting their decorations up in banks and business judging and all that.
It's awesome. We go around and to the various organizations, whether it's banks or different companies around town. They decorate. We give them awards. There's various awards, sweepstakes and all that. And it's a lot of fun.
Okay. And then, of course, the world famous pancake breakfast.
Absolutely.
Right down the street from
Come on down and visit with 10,000 of your best friends.
And we will be on location that day.
Awesome.
As usual.
Yep.
And talking to people and, of course, having that great pancake breakfast.
It's a lot of fun.
How do people get tickets for the pancake breakfast?
Call me. Actually, we have, if you can't find a guy in a yellow shirt, we have tickets on sale at the Paint Mart on Larkspur Lane and also at Lulu's, Barn Grill.
You can buy them right there.
Yes.
They're not gonna sell out.
Never.
You never sell out.
And if you can't find any, it's $6 in advance or only $7 at the gate.
Yeah. And you get pancakes, sausage, orange juice,
coffee,
syrup,
yeah,
butter.
And we also have non sugar-free syrup for people, that need sugar-free syrup.
Okay. And that's going to be right down here in the Market Street Promenade. You'll see it. And again, I mean thousands of people come through here. And you think to yourself, "Oh gosh, I'll be waiting in lines forever." No. No, it is not the way it works.
No, it's
because we're watching it. We're broadcasting during from 7 to 9, and a lot of people showing up, and that line is a continuous movement because you've got 10 or 12 big pancake griddles going.
No, it's called 23.
Oh, that many? 23.
Yes, we have four lanes.
10 on each side.
No, we have four lanes.
Four lanes.
Yeah. So there's about 5 to 6 stoves,
right,
going at the same time.
Okay. Anyway, you don't long. Wait. No. Great pancakes, and what a wonderful community event it is.
And I cook pancakes, and they're called Golden Delicious.
Course they are. Okay. Of course, Reading Rodeo, May 13th, 16th. We've talked about that. Now, the last thing that happens is on Saturday, May 16th, the Reading Rodeo Parade starts at 10 a.m.
Yep.
Downtown.
And continues until it's over. We'll have school bands. We have horseback riders. We have classic cars going through. We have floats going through. It's just great, the groups that go through that parade.
We were honored to be the Grand Marshals last year. And
I don't know how that happened.
I don't know
either. I wasn't on the committee.
And which, and it is an honor. And the rodeo parade, how many entries do you have so far?
Honestly, I'm not on the parade committee.
But I can tell you there's horses, there's bands, there's community groups, there's sometimes vehicle groups come through there. Floats.
And
lots of floats.
The parade is all based on the theme, which is From Revolution to Rodeo, 250 Years of Freedom.
There you go.
So,
all right. We've just talked about everything that's happening. Part of it's already happened, but come next, let's see.
Friday's a street dance.
Friday's a street dance. The launch party is going to be Saturday. Special Kids Day, everything. It's all starting next week, my friend.
That's right.
Barry? Thanks a lot for everything the Asphalt Cowboys do.
Carl, I appreciate the opportunity to come here. And
we don't get a chance to talk except probably, occasionally. But when you come here to talk about it, we talk more then than we do for the whole year.
Yeah, probably.
So, okay. Well, everybody, it's coming. It's here. It's started already, and it's just going to get better.
Come and enjoy.
Yeah, just a... gosh, the 5th is on the 8th, the street dance, the quick draw contest, that's Friday, on Saturday, the launch party, and more. And then it goes. And the train's left the station.
Yeah, it's on its way.
Yeah, it's moving. Now we just try to do is continue. All right. Can I get some tickets from you? I'll buy some you and can. Give some away.
You can.
Okay.
I'm such a nice guy.
Hey, when we come back from the news break, we've got O2 Staffing and Jennifer Cram.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Ahmet Thomason. President Trump's mission to open the Strait of Hormuz has cost the Iranians at least a half dozen of their fast boats. The U.S. military sank the small vessels after they tried aggressively to stop Project Freedom from going ahead. Secretary of War Hegseth says the U.S. does not need to breach the ceasefire in order to keep the strait open.
American forces won't need to enter Iranian waters or airspace. It's not necessary. We're not looking for a fight. But Iran also cannot be allowed to block innocent countries and their goods from an international waterway.
President Trump says the Iranians have taken heavy losses.
They had 159 ships used. Now they have none. They're all at the bottom of the sea. Today we took out 8 of their... You know what, they're reduced to these small little fast ships.
Right.
They're very cheap, and they attach a machine gun to it. They think that's good. We knocked out 8 of them today, and everyone that was available got knocked out very quickly and very efficiently.
Mr. Trump on the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt Show. Well, if nothing else, they are persistent, alleged narco-terrorists trying to get their deadly cargo into the United States.
The U.S. military says it's launched another strike on a boat accused of ferrying drugs in the Caribbean Sea. The Trump administration's campaign of blowing up alleged drug trafficking vessels in Latin American waters has persisted since early September and killed at least 188 people in total. Despite the Iran war, the series of strikes have ramped up again in recent weeks, showing that the administration's aggressive measures to stop what it calls narco-terrorism in the Western Hemisphere aren't letting up. Hey, up in Juwani, Washington.
Wall Street's been having a good day so far. The Dow is up 336 points, while the NASDAQ is ahead 218, the S&P 54 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
There's a moment nobody talks about with weight loss. It's the moment it stops working. The diet that worked before doesn't. Eating less stops moving the scale. That's not random. When your body's under stress, it slows your metabolism. That's why quick fixes eventually fail. At PHC Weight Loss, they focus on restoring your metabolism. And right now, when you call and mention Mike G, you'll get 2 free weeks and they'll pay for the cost of your food. Call 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or visit myphdweightloss.com.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, and you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
A deadly industrial accident in China.
An explosion at a fireworks plant in central China has killed at least 26 people and injured scores more, according to authorities. State media showed footage of smoke rising from a flattened factory as rescue workers continued to douse flames. Chinese media confirmed that the blast occurred at a fireworks plant in the city of Changsha in Hunan province on Monday afternoon. Hundreds of rescuers were deployed to the scene, and residents in danger zones were evacuated. Authorities are investigating the cause of the blast, and police have detained the person in charge of the company. I'm Karen Chemas.
A driver has plowed his car into people in a busy shopping district in the German city of Leipzig. 2 people killed. The mayor says 3 others have been seriously injured in what officials believe was a deliberate act. News and analysis, townhall.com. A TV show has been revived on radio.
The radio station WKRP isn't dead. It's now live on air in Cincinnati.
The call letters from the fictional station featured decades ago in a CBS sitcom were adopted by stations in the Cincinnati market in time for the morning Monday drive. The station's co-owner says delighted listeners have been mobbing the phone lines. The show WKRP in Cincinnati ran from 1978 to 1982. It starred Lonnie Anderson, Howard Hessman, Tim Reed, and Richard Sanders as bumbling newsman Les Nessman. Keith Peters reporting.
Vice President Vance visits Iowa today, his first visit there since taking office, to the state where, in less than 2 years, Republicans will cast the first votes to pick their party's next presidential nominee. Vance seen as one of the GOP's strongest potential candidates. Townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning here on Cinco de Mayo, May the 5th, 8:05 in the morning. News top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassionate Community. And Ben's here. And International Day, I forgot to ask.
It's Cinco de Mayo.
It's Cinco de Mayo. Is that it?
And it's Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, it is Taco Tuesday.
Oh.
You
might look up where you can get free tacos or cheaper tacos. You know, Cinco de Mayo, if you know, I've been to Mexico down in, I know it's hard to believe, in Ensenada and a couple of those places years ago. I won't go now. Years ago, Cinco de Mayo, and everybody that was celebrating was Americans.
Of course.
It's not that big a holiday. It's not their National Independence Day. This anniversary marks a battle that was fought, which somehow got really big starting in the 60s, early 70s. And so Cinco de Mayo. But like I said, it's not a big thing. At least it wasn't back when I was there. Yeah. They're more than happy to sell you margaritas and shots of tequila.
Absolutely.
But anyway, what's it look like for weather? You know, it's not supposed to rain today. It's just supposed to be cloudy, but it's supposed to be clear, and it's kind of doing that right now with a high near 73. Now, starting tomorrow through next Monday, sunny. Tomorrow, high near 85. Friday, 86. Saturday, 92. Sunday, 95. Yesterday it said 98. So it's 95. And 95 on Monday. Lows anywhere from the low 60s to the high 50s at night. A little bit of respite there. So it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be start getting hot. Mm-hmm. So beware.
Warm. Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And so it looks like the all the events that are happening this week with the Reading Rodeo are going to be have great weather. And next week we're going to have great weather, hopefully, for the rodeo itself. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business started by Chuck and Judy Kinney about 30 years ago. Third generation of Kinneys are working in that, providing outstanding service to their customers. They do treat their customers as warm friends. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. And with me today is Jennifer Cram.
Good morning.
Who is the operations officer for O2 Employment Services.
That's right.
We missed you last month.
I know. I was so sad.
I know. Well, you guys are busy.
We have been very busy. Very, very busy. Yes. So I am excited to be here today and back at it, and always good to see you.
It's always good seeing you, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Okay, so I always ask, what has the state of California done now? You know, can you ever believe that Gavin Newsom, who wallows in tax dollars, is against the billionaire's tax because he's not stupid? And yet it has made it easily onto the ballot. And the ramifications of that ballot is to take, what is it, 5% of anybody that's worth $1 billion, that includes all their assets, and they have to pay it. Well, I thought they had to pay it up front, but I think now they're giving them like 3 years to pay it. That means it gives them enough time to sell off their business. I mean, because for some of them, that's what's going to have to happen. If this thing passes.
It's a deal.
Is that something you think it's going to? Somebody, I read someplace that there's a little line in there, a paragraph in there that says this thing can keep going down, too. It's not just billionaires.
Right. Well, I'm sure. I'm sure it will have a trickle effect. Everything does. Everything
rolls down. You're in business, and you see what's going on. You think that's going to have a negative impact?
Well, sure. It's got to. Yeah.
People are already leaving.
Absolutely. We do. We have a lot of people leaving the state.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything's so expensive.
Did you see what they did in Washington State and Seattle?
No.
The mayor is pushing a tax on millionaires.
Oh.
And when somebody said, it seems that, what would you say to companies that when they see this, they want to leave? And she looks into the camera and she goes, well, bye.
Oh, wow.
And Starbucks made the announcement the next day they're moving out of Seattle.
Oh.
And opening up a 2,000-person business in Tennessee.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
wow. Yeah.
Hey, welcome to reality.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she said it.
She said it.
She said
it. Well, bye. And she waved, too. Well, bye.
Oh.
And I thought, wow.
Wow, that's right.
No, I love something like that. It reminds me of Tombstone.
Yeah.
If you remember the movie, when Wyatt Earp says, well, we're leaving, and Curly Bill goes, well, bye. Yeah, it didn't end well for him either.
Nope.
Okay. Anyway, going on?
There's always so much. You know, one of our director of HR, Terry Beaudet, and one of our HR consultants, Mariah Henderson, both went down and were at the state level. They went down for SHRM, California, which is a society that represents HR professionals.
Right.
And they went down to the Capitol 2 weeks ago, and they were able to actually lobby on the Capitol floor and go and see, you know, the people that are making the decisions and fight against, you know, certain bills that are like, you know, I think these bills get proposed and the legislature doesn't really know what that impact has on employers or an employee. I know. And so, you know, it's really important for us to have a voice and go down and to tell them how this impacts the employee or the business. And, you know, some of these things that they want to propose just don't make sense. So they were able to actually go down and lobby and speak the words and educate, really, you know, what it means to employers and to small businesses, especially in California with these laws and impacts. So they had, you know, they had a really good conversation and they were able to have a seat at the table. And I think that's the most important part is that we're able to do that. But it also takes these kinds of organizations or societies that allow us that opportunity to go in and actually sit down face to face and have the conversation. So, you know, there's a lot of things on the floor right now that, you know, could be passed, a lot of AI generated bills, a lot of, you know, pregnancy disability.
AI generated bills.
Yeah.
Of course.
And it's a lot of it's to protect employers, you know, because of the technology that's out there in making decisions. It's really around decision making and making sure that there's still a human component, which I think is important. But there's another bill that was on the table that talks about if a AI generated some kind of artificial intelligence takes a job, there's an act that you have to notify the employee that they've been replaced by AI and they have to be given so much notice. So it was just, it's fascinating to me to hear all of these things.
I think that's okay.
Right.
Because, you know, and talking to AI experts and you hear two different things that all the guys that pushed data right at the beginning, the new hires are going to be hammered.
Mm-hmm.
And this one guy said, no, because they need all that data being pushed in. And you need your managers mm-hmm. to, you know, to check on it.
Yeah.
The ones that are really going to get hit are the ones that have been there like 5 to 15 years because now AI can do all of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when you think about that,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
mm-hmm.
so being warned that your job's being taken over.
Right. Right. And giving some kind of notice. And I mean, I think it is important because there are potential for jobs to be replaced by AI. I think we've already seen quite a bit of that,
yeah.
you know? And so as AI grows, right, because we're still feeding AI right now, we're still giving it all of our yeah. information. Everything's being,
it's gathering
all everything. The information, everything. I mean, look at your phones. When you start talking about, I'd like a new pair of shoes, and all of a sudden here it comes with shoes.
And all your photos and all your data is into the cloud.
Sure.
Now, that's supposed to be safe.
Yeah.
But we know
yeah.
it's not.
Yeah.
That people have hacked into it and
right.
all that.
Right, right.
Hey, I'm here with Jennifer Cram, who is the Director of Operations for O2 Employment Services, and we've got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repairs, stone cutting, jewelry design, plus a super selection of jewelry. Very fair prices. Been in the business here for over 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry, voted best in the North State for 4 years in a row now. And they are just really good people down there. Rebecca, Henry, Leonard. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's the only place, by the way, that Linda, who is pretty much a jewelry aficionado shops at. It's, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, 2225 Hilltop Drive, kind of across the street from Sierra Gibbs, mm-hmm. around that area right there. Excuse me. We'll be right back.
Now, as I've been predicting, thanks to the work of our president, it appears your interest rates are finally on the way down. How will that affect you? Well, I'm joined by Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
What do you think about the great news? What does that mean for the sellers that you're working with?
You know, Sean, I think that the biggest thing is this, is that as interest rates go down, it serves as gravity to value. So as rates go down, the value of homes goes up. And as those rates go up, the value of homes goes down. So as we watch rates going down in the future, we could expect that the asset value of real estate is going to start to go up. So the question is, do you sell now or do you sell later? Do you buy now or you buy later? I would say either way, as long as you're in the market, you're going to receive the benefit.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker. That's Josh Barker, and then you can start packing.
The Reading Rodeo is back. Bob can buy the river May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at readingrodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-wrenching rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Total Big Whiskey, Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Reading Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit readingrodeo.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisader locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebott. I want to remind everybody that on Saturday, May 30th, the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council is having their 33rd annual Memorial Day service at Veterans Memorial Grove down there at the Civic Auditorium. All veterans, family, friends, and members of the public are cordially invited to attend. And if you want to lay a wreath, you get a hold of Debbie at 530-357-3380. If you just want to honor the services or maybe a loved one, you can put a wreath out there that day. And there's a complimentary lunch provided by the Rotary immediately following the ceremony. It's always a great event. It doesn't last that long. There's going to be shade out there because, you know, in case it's warm, there's always shade and lots of water. So the annual Memorial Day celebration down at the Civic. I'm here with Jennifer Cram from the operations officer over at O2 Employment Services.
Yes.
And we talked. You know, the thing about, you know, when you hear the word lobbyist, you immediately have this negative connotation.
Mm-hmm.
But lobbyists get you a place at the table.
Yes.
And there's different. There's different types of lobbyists, of
course. Sure, of course.
You know, but you trying to sit down with the senator, just trying to get on their schedule.
Oh, forget it.
Yeah, you're not going to do it.
Forget
it. And that's a state senator or,
absolutely.
You know, God forbid you ever have to go up to the feds.
Right.
But a lobbyist can get you at least in there.
Absolutely.
So they're not, it's not all negative.
It's not all bad. No, we need that, you know. We need to have our foot in the door. I mean, oftentimes, like, I know we have spoke with representatives. There's a lot of local representatives that we've been able to, you know, bend their ear, have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sometimes that doesn't go any further or, you know, it does and it and there's not the same impact when it's somebody really speaking truly from their heart or the people that it impacts the most. And that's where I love, you know, a lot of our supervisors and our county representatives that really are in the community that really do want to know and know how it affects the families, the, you know, people in our community and the employers and employees. So, you know, I think it's very important. Very important.
Yeah, it is. Okay. What do you see that's impacting on business? I mean, I ask you that every time. And you actually said one time, well, believe it or not, there were a couple of good bills.
Right.
And so, but,
you know,
I don't even know where to start with this.
There's so much. And always say, and I know, you know, we meet weekly from an HR perspective. We sit down with our team each week and we go through, we watch a webinar every week and, and try to stay as educated and up to date as possible because, you know, everything changes every minute of every day. And I think that's such a value that our business brings to our, you know, to the clients that we serve, the employers that we work with, because we are the ones that are the forefront of staying up on, you know, the latest wage and hour changes, the compliance changes, the labor law changes. You know, we're not just in California, we're in Oregon and Nevada as well from a local standpoint, but now that we're part of Prestige PEO, we are all over the United States. You know, we're in New York, we're in Georgia, we're in Colorado, we're in Florida. And so being able to tap into those resources has been amazing as well. But, you know, California is a beast of its own and we're learning a lot about New York and New York's the same way. They have a tremendous amount of laws that are very similar to California, which is, you know, not interesting or interesting, if you will. But, you know, I think that employers in general, I think especially in California, have to really be concerned about some very key things. Most importantly is wage and hour claims. Like, you can Google how to sue your employer, especially if you've been terminated, you've been let go. And an employee, the first thing on the list is, were you paid for all your meal and rest periods? And it's very easy for an employee to go to the labor board and you fill out a claim online. Like you fill it out and say, over the last 3 years, I was never provided a meal and rest period and I worked 5 days a week, 52 weeks out of the year. So I missed, you know, 495, I'm making it up, you know, meal periods,
right,
which is the 30 minutes after 4 hours and 59 minutes into an 8 hour shift, you're supposed to receive at least an uninterrupted 30 minute meal break. Well, the burden of the proof then goes back on the employer, and the employer needs to have policies, procedures, you know, schedules, if you will, for employees to take their 30-minute uninterrupted meal period. So the burden of the proof is on the employer. So documentation is extremely important. Timekeeping systems are completely, you know, necessary, and making sure employees sign off on those time cards. And then you have to support all your supporting documentation to the labor commissioner and say, yes, they scheduled, this is their schedule, these are the times, they clocked in and clocked out, you know, and you have to prove that you're right. And it's all based on the employee saying they never got one when really maybe they might have missed one or two. But, you know, that's probably one of the biggest lawsuits we've seen.
Yeah, I see that. And it's difficult. Just friendly people waving good morning.
In our
window in the world. and it's difficult for a business to defend themselves on these things.
Well, it is. And oftentimes,
even if you have all the time cards, everything, it's like, geez.
It goes back to your policies, your employee handbook, making sure that you have your schedules. And oftentimes employers allow employees to just, you know, clock in and out and take responsibility for their own lunch and meal period because they say you're not supposed to police it, right? It actually says in the law, you don't have to police it. I'm like, well, I think you do because employers are being hit by it so hard and the employers have to prove themselves. So, you know, it's one of the biggest things that we see. And then they get into a situation where it becomes a class action. So you have one employee that actually goes out and files this lawsuit and says, well, if this happened to me, let's gather every employee that was employed the last 3 years and pull all their time cards and they end up in this class action lawsuit. And so that's probably the scariest and the most devastating thing that can happen to an employer because then you're retaining an attorney, right? And you have to go down this whole process to prove that you actually were paying the premium pays.
And this comes under your business insurance, though.
EPLI does not cover wage and hour.
Okay.
So the employer's practice liability insurance that oftentimes, you know, does cover a lot of things, discrimination, retaliation, harassment, multiple things, but wage and hour is not one of them. So it's really important that employers follow it and make sure that you have a good policy in place and make sure you're paying. If your employee doesn't get their 30-minute uninterrupted meal period, it's 1 hour of regular straight pay. Mm-hmm. It's not overtime. time. It's not, I mean, pay the premium. Make sure that your employees are paid. And then counsel and coach them. If they're missing it on purpose or they're doing it because, you know, there's not a business need, that's a coaching opportunity. That's a disciplinary action.
Yeah.
And employers oftentimes, you know, your employee is your best employee till they're not. And that's when we end up seeing a lot of issues or problems with employees.
And the I know a variety of businesses.
Oh,
that one person claimed they were coming in on Saturdays to work.
Yes.
Not being paid. Well, their office was shut down Saturdays.
Right.
And it was a total lie.
Right.
And they wanted, you know, $70,000. And it ended up, I think, out of court.
Yeah.
Settling for much, 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 much less.
Oh, yeah.
But still, it was a total, it was a fabrication.
For sure.
And, but they... Can you prove she wasn't in there working?
The burden of the proof is on the employer.
Yeah.
And they and you have to prove that. And it's like sometimes, and it's so frustrating because it's like you have to pay to prove that you're right, and you end up paying all this money. And oftentimes that's what ends up happening. You end up settling for something far less because you're like, your time is valuable, your staff's time is valuable, the documentation to pull out everything, and it ends up, and that's where our system, in my opinion, is broken, where it goes back to, you know, let's just pay them off, get it done.
Well, no, I've seen that happen various times.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, we're here with Jennifer Cram, who's the operations officer of O2 Employment Services and an expert on everything she talks about in here. Well, no, I mean, the things we talk about, you've been doing for a long time.
We have.
Unfortunately, you see these things happening.
We do.
And the whole thing comes down to incredible record keeping.
Mm-hmm.
And which... For, you know, businesses that have 10, you know, 8, 9 people working full-time.
Yeah.
That becomes another person.
Oh, absolutely.
Keeping track of all that.
Yes.
And in like you said, you think you got the best employees in the world until they're not.
Correct.
And then all of a sudden, all that paperwork that becomes onerous, that's when it becomes valuable.
For
and a
sure.
lot of people maybe... You know, maybe they're 90% up on their paperwork.
Well, correct. And I think most employers want to do the right thing, and they're trying their hardest, by golly, but they're also trying to focus on the business of their business.
Yeah.
They didn't go into business to manage employees and have, I mean, they need employees, but they have a product or a service that they provide, and that's the reason they went into business. That's what they're passionate about. It's like you in radio, like you didn't go into it to say, I want to have 14 people on my staff and I want to manage schedules and make sure everybody's taking their meal and rest period and make sure my labor posters are up to date and make sure my employee handbook's current.
Well, I just make sure they don't work longer than 2, maybe 3 hours. At a time.
Exactly. And then, you know, then you're pretty safe.
God
from
knows.
From the meal and rest period.
From the meal and rest period.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
Okay, we
got
to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yes, Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. My barbershop of choice since 2007 when I moved here, found them, never left. Never had a bad haircut. I like it down there. It's an old-timey barbershop, not a hair salon. There's heads on the wall, you know, like deer, not like people.
Thank you for clarifying.
That's jackalope, and which somebody came in there and said, where do these come from? And we all with a straight face said, a little part of Wyoming. Not sure if he believed us or not, but he didn't not believe us. So, no, great haircuts. I like it because I can make an appointment there. I call him at 530-244-9478, or you can use Booksy. Just go to Booksy, put it in Cypress Square Barbershop. It'll confirm the day and time you want to be in there, and then it sends you an email or a text reminding you that day that you have a haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. And we'll be right back with O2 Employment Services.
All my Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
The Redding Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at RedingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-wrenching rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. The Sierra Pacific Industries, Little Big Whiskey Block Beverage, S&L Goods, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit RedingRodeo.com.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
At Redding Heating and Air, we don't just promise fast service. We put our money where our mouth is. How does $500 in cold, hard cash sound?
Whoa, 500 bucks? Kelvin, are we serious?
Dead serious, young fella. If we don't have your new system installed within 72 hours of booking, we'll pay you $500 cash. You know, back in my day...
72 hours? Kelvin, can you even move that fast?
Anyway... That's the old-fashioned way of doing things, Chili. We respect a neighbor's time. We show up when we say we will, and we hustle until the job is done right.
It pays to use Redding Heating and Air. Restrictions apply. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to schedule your 72-hour install today.
Don't wait. Let's get to work.
Redding Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hey, welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Linderbot. 8:37 in the morning here on May the 5th. Today is going to start clearing up, and the rest of the week through next Monday, my friends, sunny and hot.
Hi.
In the 90s starting Saturday. And going on through next Monday. We thought it was going to be 98 on Sunday, but they reduced it now to 95, and I'm sure everybody can tell the difference.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Here we go.
Jennifer Cram, the operations officer over at O2 Staffing, and she's talking about hours and the importance of keeping your records and all of this. If you've got guys working from 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, everything.
Absolutely.
Their lunch breaks during the day.
Yeah. No, it's definitely.
Do you have unscheduled breaks for people? Well, or is it better to have scheduled?
You know, it's better to have scheduled. You know, unfortunately, we're just kind of at that point. So, you know, halfway through the morning, they should have a scheduled break. And, you know, it's paid. It's a 10-minute. Yeah. You know, take a break. And, you know, you can't prevent the employee from leaving the work site. They can go off site and, you know, come back.
Smoke a ciggy.
Yep. Do what they need to do and come back. But you should.
How about bathroom breaks?
Yeah.
You can take as many of those.
Absolutely. And those aren't considered necessarily breaks.
Those are not breaks.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know.
Especially after Taco Tuesday.
After. Well, there's that. There's that. Oh. For sure.
Well, look, I got your cheeks are turning red.
I know,
I'm sorry.
I know. No,
I'm sorry.
No.
Don't report me.
No,
don't report me.
I was cracking up because there was a conversation earlier last week that I was like, okay, well, how did you feel about that burrito bowl? Okay, let us know.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's move on to something here. Obviously, in the news, mm-hmm. and I'm not going to get into specifics.
Yes.
But I read you some of the specifics.
Sure.
We've got a an official that's under fire for mm-hmm. saying these things.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, a couple of these scare me because
sure.
calling somebody dear or saying that you're pretty, things like that, that people have a tendency to do. One of my people that works with me calls me hun all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's just the way she talks. She talks like that to everybody.
Right.
How sticky should employers be on this? I mean, obviously if somebody complains, then it's death to smoochie.
Mm-hmm.
But in a regular office,
no.
you told me.
Yes, I know. I have my little pet names too. I think you have to be super careful. I think as an employer, I think that you need to be professional and I think you need to be respectful. And
I think respectful is the big thing.
It is. And when you take the sexual harassment training, right, the state of California requires supervisors 2 hours, you know, regular employees 1 hour. It all boils down to respect, and that is one of the things that we train when we go in and actually do live trainings with employers or employees. And it's, you know, discrimination. You have a multitude of classes that you're looking at when you're trying to investigate discrimination. Retaliation, the same thing. And then you've got the harassment side of things, which is, you know, considered maybe a hostile work environment. So when you're looking at discrimination, retaliation, and harassment, there's different components to each one. But they say as long as you're maintaining a respectful work environment that is respecting all people, regardless, you usually don't have a problem.
Yeah.
But when the disrespect comes in or people feel slighted or it feels condescending or it feels that it's not genuine or authentic and it's taken out of context oftentimes, you know, some people just aren't comfortable with that. So it's really also having the emotional intelligence of knowing your audience and making sure that you understand your level of relationship with the person.
Great point. Mm-hmm. If you walk into a hostile environment,
right,
you have really got to watch what you say and do.
Well, sure.
It has got to be right by the, you know, right by the book because you know
mm-hmm.
there are people there just waiting.
Sure.
And, you know, I mean, and you don't see that, you know, in my old jobs,
mm-hmm.
in the military,
you
don't really see that, you know,
no.
because, you know, it's a new commander walking in and
right.
all this. Now, if they're all of a sudden egregious,
right.
now that's something, you know, then, you know,
people respond differently.
You've got to respond to things
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're walking into an environment that is not friendly, you've got to maybe behave at a different level.
Well,
you may be a personable person, but you can't really be personable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, and I think there's a fine line.
Yeah.
And I think you just have to stay on the very conservative side of the edge. In most respects, just from a standpoint of being respectful and trusting that, you know, you have people that that want to do the right thing, and you know, your staff is a reflection kind of on you too. So it's up to you to make sure that you're maintaining that professional level.
Yes.
And I think it's just really important we set the tone and we set the example for the rest of our staff, and that's how I feel.
Do you think getting all your employees together, you know, as possible, and just when you take over and just saying, hey, this is my standards and these are things that I, you know, I won't tolerate. And, you know, all that kind of stuff. So you kind of get everybody together and tell them that.
Well,
is
sure.
that a good idea?
In my experience, yes. Yeah, sometimes laying out the expectations of what you expect, not only from, you know, you're asking them as well. So I would say
Absolutely.
Each one of you, I need to know what your expectation is of me
yeah.
as your leader. And here's my expectation of you or what I expect from the department. I expect that we're courteous, that we're respectful, that we're kind to one another. We don't, you know, make fun of people bringing up ideas. Like let's let
yeah.
everybody have a place at the table and share what they need to. And even if we don't go in that direction, it doesn't mean that it was a bad idea. It's just we've gone in a different direction and,
yeah.
and let's have open communication about it.
Yeah.
But I expect you to show up on time. I expect you to take your meal and rest periods. I expect you to communicate with me, you know, whether that's by email, whether that's by text, whether that's by phone, you know, all of those expectations, I think, help make, you know, the lay of the land easier.
Okay.
For sure.
All right.
And I expect you to call me honey, you know?
Yep.
No, I'm just kidding. But
I expect a little hug when I come in every morning.
Right, exactly.
And I expect the one thing. What's the one thing for my producers that I insist on for all of you?
Oh, Ben.
I don't know. Did I get you?
You caught me.
15 minutes.
Oh, yeah. I'm always here 15 minutes.
The one thing.
Perfect, and you're paying him for being here 15 minutes early, right?
15 minutes early.
Good job, Ben. Okay.
15 minutes early, and every one of those producers, I can set my clock. In some cases, Ben's comes in at, you know, 18 minutes early, which, you know, I'm like, okay. Every one of them, I have no problem. I mean,
good.
They just
be,
do it.
Here on time.
And we've had times when producers like to push that. But
sure.
But this group of producers are just great. They're here. They're professional. They do their job. And they know it. Then, do you need anything else? And they're smiling at me. And if the instant my mouth opens in the consonant, they're gone.
They're gone.
They're good. But I like that.
Of course.
I like that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
We need to take a quick break here. Okay. Hey, you know, remind everybody the Reading Rodeo is next week.
Yes.
Friday and Saturday sold out. Thursday was really close. And Wednesday is getting a lot closer. And so you can get your tickets at ReadingRodeo.com. Don't go anywhere else. ReadingRodeo.com. Pick up your tickets for Wednesday night, Native American Appreciation Night. Dancing in the arena by Native Americans in full regalia, a great rodeo, top contestants. We are in the top 30 rodeos, my friends, in the United States right here in Reading.
So cool.
4 days of national TV right here at the Reading Rodeo. So tickets are very affordable. We've enhanced the area so you can maybe buy beer easier.
Oh.
And other things. Lots of great vendors, all of that out there. ReadingRodeo.com. Okay, we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Reading Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Redding Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at RoddingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Little Big Whiskey Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit RoddingRodeo.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. Tomorrow, Redding Police Department joins us, and I have also at 7 o'clock, it says Ted. That's all it says.
Oh.
I don't know if those are initials for something or if that's somebody's name.
Maybe you're doing a Ted talk.
No, I don't know. It could be Ted's coming in at 7.
Maybe.
I'm not sure why that is. But
it's a surprise.
It's a surprise to me. So, but I'll be prepared in case Ted doesn't show up because I don't know really who to remind. But RPD will for sure be here at 8. All right. And somebody that's always here on their days is Jennifer Cram, the operations officer over at O2 Staffing. One of my favorite people. Oh. Come on. It's because you're very positive. There's some very dark things that happen in business, but you're always positive in the sense of, this is how you can fix it, you know.
That's what we do.
So
that's what we do. Our whole team does that.
Not only
we have
that,
a great team,
but O2 Staffing supports and so many different organization nonprofits,
mm-hmm.
and you all are sponsoring bull riding.
We are.
Yep.
Yep. O2 Employment Services is,
and
yep.
Where do we deliver the bull riders before the event? Oh, it's just
over
to
the office. Yeah.
At the office.
That would be fine. Yes. That would be perfect. Please bring them on over. Honey, I love you. If my husband's listening, he probably is.
Plenty of what?
I said my husband's probably listening.
You know, Linda was with, you know, we were at the Roundup, Red Bluff Roundup.
Yeah.
And there was a young man there, it was a bull rider.
Yeah.
And can I get my picture with you? Well, yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
And there he gives us the thumbs up. And you know, I think he took second that day.
Wow.
So, I mean, kid's an accomplished bull rider. But,
yeah.
I mean, you look at him and you're like, do you have a driver's license yet?
Yes, I know.
And but just the nicest young men.
Yes.
And the girls there, the breakaway ropers, the barrel racers, they're just
all
nice, good people.
They are.
Everyone
absolutely.
I've met so far.
For sure.
So you're sponsoring the bull riders.
Yes.
But you also sponsor so many other things.
We do.
Always see you someplace.
We, you know, that's one thing. Heidi has been, Heidi Pond, for those of you that don't know our CEO, she is so ingrained in the community, and giving back to the community is so important to her, which is actually a lot of the reason. If you were to ask the majority of our staff, why do you want to work at O2 Employment Services? Why do you want to be here? And every one of them, I should say 90% of them, say, I love how involved you are in the community.
Yeah.
And I think all people want to be part of something that's bigger than themselves.
I know so. I do.
And I want to be.
We all do.
We all do. You know, I really think that we all want to be part of something bigger. And so by being able to give back to our community and support our organization is just, you know, trifold, in the sense that we're giving back, we're doing something good for the community, and we're supporting our employer as well.
Yeah.
But she allows that opportunity for us to do that.
And you know, it seems like Heidi encourages things like this. That you invest in a nonprofit.
Yes.
But and it's a tax write off. But it's much more than that.
It's
more than that. Mm-hmm. You're supporting something that helps the community.
Absolutely.
In maybe 100% of the cases.
Absolutely.
So
we just got done doing a client appreciation for Cool April Nights. So on the cruise, we have our payroll offices over along Churn Creek. So we blocked off the parking lot. We had a food truck out there, and our clients were able to come and enjoy the cruise. And, you know, we got to mingle with the clients, and they got to see us, you know, after hours and having fun. But they also got to enjoy the event and have that. And then, you know, it's just like the rodeo. We love sponsoring the rodeo. I don't know if you've seen our little social media start.
Oh, you know what?
And is if, that
if
not
you,
the best?
If you look at your Facebook post,
to,
you see where I am. I'm right there
that's
sharing
right.
that out.
Yes. So it's the best.
You have never put up an O2 Facebook post that I haven't liked and shared.
I do that for all of our
people, but also for people that are doing things.
Yes.
I mean, I very rarely make comments.
Yes.
But and I will share things, and it's both sides of the matter.
Yes.
And I will hear about that.
I will hear about that.
And I went, have I been fair with you? To the last one.
Right.
Well, yes.
Yes.
That's the way I said. I didn't say I liked it. I shared it.
Right.
And then something came out from that person. I shared that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that upset people.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't make statements. I think, though, that things that impact on our community, if you haven't heard them, I think people need to see them.
Well, and there's always three sides of the story, right?
Three sides.
There, in all situations, even going into an investigation, you have to be unbiased and you have to take all sides of the story, you know. And so at the end of the day, there's always three sides to
There's
the
always
story.
Three sides.
There's always three sides to
Well,
the
four
story.
If I get involved.
Four if you get involved. That's right, exactly. But, yes, so back to the rodeo. We are super excited to sponsor the bull riders, the clowns out there. They do a fantastic job. They wear their O2 jerseys.
Yes,
we're super excited. We actually have some of our prestige folks coming out. Some of we have our VP of benefits coming out and our marketing, VP of marketing coming out. So we're super excited, and one of our underwriters is coming out. So to actually see the rodeo, they're super excited to
see,
and they came out for the client appreciation. They're very supportive. supportive of us in that venture, which is important to us. Right?
It is. When they see the relationship you have with the community,
correct,
that is very important.
They,
I would think,
they love
to a,
that.
To
and
a bigger corporation.
They do, and yeah, they want to continue that. So we're grateful for that.
Okay, we're down to our last 2 minutes.
Last 2 minutes.
Yep, okay. Gone through again. So
again,
how do people get a whole – okay, O2 employment is everything. Everything.
Yes.
It's a la carte, yes, or it's the whole enchilada.
Yes, yes, yes. So we are both O2 staffing, so we're your temporary staffing needs. You have an employee that goes out on a maternity leave that you're going to need to have filled in for the next 3 months. You call us, we're going to find you a temporary employee. It's easy peasy. You call us at 530-223-4674, or you can go to our website, which is o2es.com. You can reach out. There's a little information form you can fill out. It goes straight to our recruiters. They'll help fill that job for you. We'll get it posted. We'll source for you. We'll mm-hmm. find your candidate for you, and then you'll get to interview them. You get to make the choice. And then we have the Teamwork HR side, which is the PEO. This is where we partner with small businesses or large businesses and become your administrative employer. So we just help take care of all the paperwork, compliance, safety, benefits, you name it, HR, payroll, all this stuff that prevents you from doing your business.
Let me tell you that employee's handbook.
Yes.
I went right to O2.
Yes.
They had it for me in like 3 days that yes. was specifically for our business.
Yep.
And they can do that the a la carte way.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
It's well worth it.
Mm-hmm.
It's well worth it.
Mm-hmm.
So how do they get a hold of you?
So reach out, o2es.com. You can call us at 530-223-4674, or you can shoot us an email, info@o2es.com. Come straight to Heidi and to myself, and we will make sure that you are connected with the right people on the team.
When's your gang going to be down at the rodeo?
So we are there Wednesday through Saturday.
Whoa.
We've got a whole crew
right.
heading out there. Yes. So
Rodeo Flats.
Rodeo Flats, yes. So Saturday night we'll be there. I know a lot of the team will be there Friday night and Thursday night.
Okay. Well, I'll probably see you.
I'm sure we will. Yes, we will.
Okay, everybody. Have a great day. It's starting to clear up right now, and it's going to be terribly nice for the rest of the week. Terribly nice. Have a wonderful day. Be careful, and God bless America.
Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.